Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Media presents The Devil's Financial Dictionary, an unabridged recording by Jason Zweig, narrated by Dana Hickox. Introduction. Did the devil make them do it? We are living in a latter-day gilded age, and much of what glitters is fool's gold. Millions of ordinary investors lost trillions of dollars when stock and bond markets crashed in 2008, largely because the world's biggest banks, brokerages, and other financial companies gorged on reckless risks. Like Mr. Creosote, the character in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, who shovels mountains of food down his gullet until he explodes, Wall Street refused to acknowledge that enough was enough. After stuffing themselves and their clients full of dodgy mortgages at bogus prices with shoddy assertions of safety, many of the world's biggest banks toppled when housing prices fell. Meanwhile, financial executives whose irresponsible policies and slipshod oversight contributed to the collapse nevertheless earned and kept billions of dollars in bonuses, stock options, and other forms of incentive compensation. Many of them are still basking in baronial splendor, apparently unscathed even by the pangs of guilty conscience. During the first Gilded Age of the late 19th century, the great American satirist Ambrose Bierce assembled his masterpiece, The Devil's Dictionary. Born in 1842, largely self-educated, a Civil War veteran who had come face to face with Satan on the battlefields of Shiloh and Chickamauga, Bierce was a ferocious enemy of euphemism, hypocrisy, and muddle-headed thinking. His dictionary, which he wrote in installments over the course of decades and finally published in book form in 1906, scoured the artificial gleam off nearly every institution and pretension of that opulent era. As a financial journalist since 1987, I don't believe that Wall Street is evil. I use Wall Street as a synonym for the financial industry wherever it is situated. There's no doubt that a minority of people in finance knowingly defrauded the public. But inattention, complacency, and overconfidence contributed far more to the financial crisis than dishonesty did. The thousands of people I have met over the years in banking, investment, and finance are predominantly honest, hardworking, decent, generous, and intelligent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?